Hold up your Bible, make your confession, give the devil a migraine. Get back at him right now. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Give God your very best shout of victory today. In Jesus' name, amen. Open your Bible to the very first book in the Bible, the book of Genesis. Don't put it on the screen quite yet, guys, but we're going to Genesis chapter 6. We're ending our series on how to hear God's voice. Has it blessed anybody all month on how to hear? I hope it has. I hope it's helped you. I know it's helped me on how to hear God's voice. We hear God's voice, we'll make better choices. Amen. Most important thing a believer needs to know is how to be led by the Spirit, is how to hear God's voice and then obey His voice. So all month we talked about, you know, the first week, you know, we talked about how to focus your life, get your life in sync, get your life in frequency in order to hear God's voice. The second week we talked about how to follow the leading of His voice. How does God lead us? We gave you four ways. Last weekend, we talked to you about how to filter. We're to test every voice, right, church? Right, online church, we're to test every voice. We're not to be gullible. We're not to believe everything we hear. We read that last week in the Bible. We're to have a filter, and I gave you the filter on how to know if it's me or God, a devil, a demon, or a well-meaning friend. I want to end it today on how to hear God's voice, and I want to talk to you about how that the church, and we all need a church home, we all need a home we can call church, we all need to belong to a spiritual family, amen. We're all led by the Holy Spirit to be part of a local church, but the church, we are here to help you hear God's voice better. The church is here to help you hear God's voice more clear. I mean, what greater purpose and reason to get up and go to church or to go to church online than to know, boy, as a result of being here today, I'm going to hear God's voice better than when I came. Amen? Especially today. You know, I've been pastoring for over 35 years. But there are more voices. This message is more important than ever before because there are more voices out there than ever before. Am I right? With the social media and the internet and 3,365 channels on your television? Come on, somebody. You know, I grew up, there were three channels. Well, Pastor, you're old. Well, I'm not quite that old, but, you know, I grew up when there were three channels on your television, and at 10 o'clock, you heard this. Because y'all went to bed at 10 o'clock. Am I right? Yeah. And so, boy, how the world has changed. So this message, I've been teaching for 35 years how to hear the voice of God to the body of Christ. But it's more crucial, it's more important now than ever before. Because there are more voices in the world than there used to be. They're more frequent. They're more out there. They're more brash. They're more bold. They're more in our face than ever before. So the church, Church on the Rock, Church on the Rock here and Church on the Rock online, we are here to help you hear the voice of God more clear than ever before, every time you come. So I want to talk to you today about how important the church is and how important small groups are and how it all ties together about being led by the Spirit of God and hearing God's voice. Now, I want to look in Genesis chapter 6, and I love this verse. This is about Noah. And y'all remember Noah, he had a dream, didn't he? You know, we think of Joseph, but Noah had a dream to build an ark, right? And did you know it took him 80 years to build that boat? Well, it must have been some kind of yacht, huh? 80 years to build that boat. And Noah, he had a dream and a goal from God to build an ark because a flood was coming. And can you imagine his neighbors in the subdivision? What are you doing, Noah? I'm building a boat. What's a boat? Because it had never rained before, right? It had never rained before. They'd never seen rain. What are you doing? I'm building a boat. What for? A flood. What's a flood? They'd never seen a flood before. It's going to rain. They'd never seen rain before. Ah, amazing, isn't it? You know, so I want to just pull one verse out on how important it is. He heard the voice of God, right? God had a mission for him, a destiny, a purpose to build an ark. And because of that ark, you and I are here today. Amen. Yeah, the whole civilization could have gone, you know, south if it hadn't been for Noah, who heard the voice of God and was led by the Spirit of God. But I want you to look at this verse in the Message paraphrase. Now, guys, would you put it up, please? Let's read it together on the count of three. Out loud here, Church on the Rock at home, read it with us. One, two, three. Oh, I want you to circle the word different. Noah was different. Noah was different. Question, are you different? You see, Pastor, everybody says that I am. Well, then that's good. Because you can't make a difference unless you are different. You and I cannot make a difference unless we are different. We can't be led by the culture. We can't be led by the crowd. We can't be led by our emotions. We can't be led by our feelings. We can't be led by trends. We can't be led by others. You and I are different. And I'm thankful for it. I want to be different. I don't want to be like the crowd. I don't want to blend in. I don't want to follow the crowd. I don't want to be a part of the majority. Gonna have a witness in the house today. Why did God choose Noah? Noah heard God's voice. And it says, the Living Bible, it says, Noah brought pleasure to God. When you and I decide to be led in a different way than the world, it's then and only then we can really make a difference with our life. And I'm all about, as your pastor who loves you here and the Church on the Rock online, as your pastor, I'm all about helping you make a difference with your life. Isn't that part of our mission and our purpose at Church on the Rock? Isn't it? Aren't we here to help people know God? Right? Find freedom. You know, every Thursday night through Celebrate Recovery, and then also our small groups. You're going to find freedom through the small groups. You really are. As you share your story, and we want you to know in our small groups at Church on the Rock, it's safe. You can share your story and you will not be judged. Yeah. You will not be criticized. It's a safe place. People won't change until they feel like they're in a safe place. In our small groups, we're going to be smarter because of them. We're going to be safer because of them. We're going to be stronger because of them. Because it's a safe place. You're not going to get criticized. I won't get criticized to share our story. So you and I, really, we can't make a difference unless we're different. So don't get down on yourself if your friends or family or foes or neighbor or people you work with, they make fun of you, they persecute you, they laugh at you, they ridicule you, and they tell you that you're different. Well, that's a good compliment because you want to be different in order to make a difference. You with me, family? So look what it says. Noah was different. He heard a voice that the whole culture, Gene, they didn't hear. God looked down upon the world and he said, it's so wicked. He said, I can't do anything with it. And there was only one family. You think it's bad now. There was only one righteous family on the earth. Think about it. Noah's family. Only his family went in the ark. Am I right? Nobody else. That would mean that you're the only different one on your block. You're the only different one in your city. You're the only different one in your county. You're the only different one in your state, your nation, and the nations of the world. And God chose him, and he heard God's voice, and he was different. And in being different, he made a difference with his life. Boy, I don't want to miss out on the life God has for me. And I don't want you to miss out on the life God has for you. in order to have it, we're going to have to hear God's voice. And other people are going to think you're weird, and they're going to wonder what you're doing, but you're not doing it for them, you're doing it for Him. And you're hearing His voice and obeying what He's called you to do with your life. Amen? And that's to make a difference with your life. So the church is here to help you hear God's voice more clear than ever before. So can we build on that thought? That's a big thought. Let's look at it, and can we go to Psalm 92? The guys will put it on the screen. It helps you. Just take note. Those that are planted, everyone say planted. So that's huge, right? Put roots down. Put roots down. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord, that be the church, the body of Christ, the local church, the family of God, a church I can call home, a home I can call church, a spiritual family. The Holy Spirit will always lead you. He'll never lead you back. He'll always lead you forward. And the Holy Spirit will always lead you to a church, a spiritual family, where it's your home church, it's your spiritual family, and that's where it's a safe place, and it's a smart place, and you get stronger there, and you get support there, and you're able to have self-expression there, and share your story, and develop your gifts. That's what church is all about. Amen. So those that are planted in the house of the Lord, that be the church, what's going to happen? The result will be, well, they'll flourish. I'm all about you and I having a life that's flourishing, not diminishing. Flourishing, not diminishing. Expanding, not shrinking. Amen, church? Look with me on the overheads, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 21. The end of the prayer, the Apostle Paul is praying a prayer for the church at Ephesus. We can pray it for the church in St. Louis or wherever you're at today, Church on the Rock all over the world, on our online campus. But look what he says, unto him be the glory in the what? The church. You see, the church is the hope of the world. The church is the only institution, organism. The church is the only thing that can meet the five most biggest needs of a human being. Did you know that? I mean, the world looks in all different kinds of places for their needs to be met. But to have all five biggest needs, psychologists tell us, the only place those can be met is in the church. The church is here to help you hear God's voice more clearly and to be different and to make a difference with your life. So it says, unto the church be the glory by Christ Jesus. And look at this, family, throughout all ages without an end. Starbucks is going to end. McDonald's, Hardee's, Popeye's is going to end. Where you work, it's going to end. Our city's going to end. Should the Lord tarry, there will not be a United States of America in a few hundred years. You do realize that, right? Empires come, empires go. Civilizations come, civilizations go. America won't always be here should the Lord tarry. So nations come, nations go. Everything, there's an ending to everything. Even your natural family, there'll be an ending. Because in heaven or in hell, there's no natural family. There's a spiritual family in heaven. So everything has an ending but the church. The church is the only thing that's eternal on this planet. The church is the only thing that will live throughout the ages, the centuries, the millennials, the time without time, throughout ages. The church has no end. Amazing thought, isn't it? So that lets me know what I do on the dream team here at Church on the Rock. Maybe God's asking you to take the next step and join our dream team, or the next step and go through Growth Track, or the next step and join a small group, whatever it might be. But realize that what you're doing, whatever you're doing to build this local church, it's for eternity. It will outlast me. It will outlast you. It will go on. The church is without an end. And the church is here right now in this dispensation. One of the things is to help you hear His voice more clearly. So you can be different and make a difference with your life. Next verse, I want you to go on with me, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Long ago, boy, it sounds like a Star Wars beginning, right? Long ago, even before He made the world, the universe, God chose us. Boy, that's how important you are. how valuable, how needed, how much you matter. Before he created the universe, he thought about you. Wow. Long before he made the world, God chose us to be his very own. Through what Christ would do for us, he decided then, before he made the world, to make us holy. Without a single fault, we could stand before him, covered with his love and grace. Next verse, verse 5. His unchanging plan. Everybody say, God had a plan. Yeah, God had a plan. God had a plan. God had a plan. His unchanging plan has always been to what? Have a family. That's God's plan. That's why Christ came. That was God's plan from the very beginning. Before he created the universe, God wanted a spiritual family. We all need to be a part of a spiritual family. I can't be who I'm supposed to be without being connected to God and connected to other people. I need a church I can call home. I need a home church. I need a place that I can belong and be planted and flourish. Amen. It be safe. I get support, self-expression, significance, and every need that I have met through, in, and with, and by that spiritual family. Can we have a praise break? Come on, let's thank God for he's called us to be different and make a difference with our life. Amen. So he says that his plan was to adopt us into his very own family. And why did he do it? He did it because he wanted. I love that. He did it because why? He wanted to do it. So the church is here, church family, small groups, all of our ministries, all that goes on. We're here to help you hear God's voice more clearly. Because just like Noah, when you hear his voice, you'll become a different person. And then you'll make a difference with your life. And that's what we've all been called to do. Amen, church. So look with me, if you would, go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. And I want to read just a few verses here. Because in these verses, it's the birth of the New Testament church. It's the pattern for our church, or the church in this dispensation, this time. And I want you to see that as we read these verses, all five needs of humanity are met in a spiritual family where I can belong, where it's safe, where I can hear God's voice and become a different person. You know, I remember in the Old Testament when it talked about King Saul. Y'all remember King Saul? And it talked about King Saul, and it said that when the Spirit of God would come on him, it turned him into a different person. Now, the Spirit of God didn't come in them in the Old Testament, right? That's another covenant, the Old Covenant. In the Old Testament, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, came on them. But thanks be to God and to you and I in the New Covenant, because of Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes inside us. But the Bible talks about how that when the Holy Spirit would come upon King Saul, it would turn him into a different person. King James Version uses different. Wow, when you and I are yielding to the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit, it turns us into a different person. So then and only then can we make a difference with our life. Got a question. Don't ask me out loud. Just think about it. Here, Church on the Rock online, listen up. Who do you think was the greatest king in the Old Testament and why? Who do you think was the greatest king in the Old Testament? Someone might say, well, King Saul, Pastor, he was the first king. God didn't want to give him a king, but they wanted a king, so God gave them what they wanted. Sometimes the greatest judgment God can put on our life is to give us what we want. Sometimes the greatest judgment, spanking God can give to us is give us what we want. I don't want what I want. I want what he wants. God didn't want them to have a king, and they said, oh, we want a king. So God gave them what they wanted and gave them King Saul. So some people might say, the greatest king in the Old Testament was King Saul, not according to the Bible. Well, Pastor, how do you know? Well, I'll give you a scripture and verse in just a moment who the greatest king was. Someone else might say, it was King David. Nope, wasn't King David. Bible tells us exactly who the greatest king in the eyes of God was in the entire Old Testament. I know who it was, Pastor. Who was it? King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived. No, not King Solomon. Greatest king according to the word of God in the Old Testament was not King Saul or King David or King Solomon. It was King Hezekiah. Hezekiah. It's in 2 Kings that talks about how that Hezekiah was the greatest king that ever was or will be. He's the guy, remember, he got sick, Gene was going to die, and he asked God to give him 15 more years, and God gave him 15 more years. The Bible says that King Hezekiah was the greatest king that ever lived or will ever live, King Hezekiah. Why was he the greatest? It goes on to tell us. It says that he did everything God asked him to do. What's God asking you to do today? What's God asking you, Church on the Rock Online? What's he asking you to do this year? He's asking all of us to stop something, start something, and keep something going on. What's he asking you to do this year? Plug in, get planted, next step. What's he asking you to do? Next step might be Bible reading. Boy, Pastor, you harp on that. Sorry, it's my job. It's my call. Maybe he's asking you to start reading the Bible with me every morning. I did it this morning, cooking breakfast. Maybe he's asking you to join the dream team, go through Growth Track, be a part of a small group. I've never even thought about it, but Pastor, God is drawing me to give him more, to do more, greater commitment. What's God asking you today? To plant a big, huge seed on a project at our church? To go on a mission trip? To help the poor? To write a book? Write a song? Join a ministry? What's God asking you? The Bible says that King Hezekiah was the greatest king that ever lived or ever will live because he did everything God asked him to do. He heard God's voice. So you and I, why is Church on the Rock here for 35 years? Because we're here to help you hear God's voice clear in your life. Your children this morning, the youth, adults through small groups, we're here so that you can hear his voice like Noah and you can be different. And through being different, you will make a difference with your life. Here's a good time to praise him. Come on, here at home, Church on the Rock. Come on, put the coffee down. Praise him. Amen. Amen. Where was I? Oh, I'm in Acts chapter 2. Praise the Lord. Then they gladly received his word. They were baptized. So notice they believed and then they had water baptism. Y'all see that? They believed, they received the word. That means they believed it. And then they were baptized. And the same day were added to them 3,000 souls. Man, wouldn't that be cool to have an altar call at Church on the Rock and 3,000 people come forward on a weekend? Wouldn't that be cool? Oh, let's pray for it. It's in the Bible. Wow, latter days are greater than the former days. If that happened then, wow, God wants to do more than that now. Next verse, New Testament church. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. What's that Bible study? Bible study. That's what we're doing right now. And then what else did they do? Now remember, all these things has met and will meet man, woman's greatest needs. What else did they do? Fellowship. Wow, we need fellowship. What's fellowship? Two fellows in a ship. We all need relationship. We need connection to God, and we need connection to other people. We can't fulfill our purpose without other people. We can't grow without other people. We can't learn to love without other people. Wow. So, small groups that we're launching this weekend, 27. I mean, you know, and it's for 3 months, and then in the fall we do it again and double that amount. And what's that all about? Is to help you plug in, get planned, to take the next step, and hear God's voice, sitting in a smaller setting, interaction, and you hear God's voice, and you step out on it, and you become different. And then you begin to take on a whole new meaning to life, that you're actually significant and you're making a difference with your life through fellowship. Why do we have the jazz trio out there? Because I want you to linger. I want you to hang out. Why do we have the Rock Express with the best pastries in town? Why? Because I want you to linger. I want you to fellowship. I want you to hang out. Because the church, you know, the world is in a hurry. And if I'm in a hurry, I will never hear God's voice. What are you trying to do, preacher? I'm trying to get you to slow down so you can hear God's voice. All right? So it goes on. It says they continued in the Bible study and fellowship, breaking of bread. That's communion. Wow. And in prayer. Boy, prayer is important, praying for one another. Next verse, verse 43. And fear. Everyone say fear. I like better another translation. It says awe. Is there some awe in your life today? Are you having some awe moments in your life? Did you have some awe moments this last week? What are you talking about, Pastor? Well, if your life has some awe, then your life is awesome. But if you haven't had any awe in a long time, your life is awful. I worked hard on that, y'all. Hope you appreciate that. Whew. I got that on my fast. Amen. Hallelujah. But it makes sense, doesn't it? When's the last time you had a wow, an encounter with God, a doodad, a fresh anointing, fresh oil on your mind, a new encounter, new experience, a greater level of God's presence? That's all. Signs and wonders, supernatural miracles, manifestations, gifts of the Spirit. Man's looking for it out there. They're looking for a wow. They're looking for an awe. They're looking for a buzz. They're looking for a high. They're looking for it. But they're all looking in the wrong places. Teams coming out. Fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs that were done by the apostles. You see how the church, and only the church, can meet the basic needs of humanity. Next verse. And all that believed, they believed, were together. Notice together. Y'all see that together? And y'all see our small group leaders, they got t-shirts on that says, together we're better. It's true, right? Yeah, together, and they had all things common. All things common simply means that when they saw someone else with a need in the spiritual family, the church they call home, a home that's called church, they met that need. When they saw the needs in the family, in the spiritual family, they didn't ignore it, they met it. It's called generosity. It's called responding. Wow. Next verse, verse 45. And we all need to give. Right? Come on, somebody, because it's more blessed to than receive. So at the altar time, that's why we need, and the offering time, that's why we need to respond, because we have the need to give, to make a difference. So it says, and they sold their possessions and goods, and they parted them to all men. Every man had a need. Verse 46. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, this being the temple. And they broke bread from what? House to? Wow, so if I really want to be different, I really want to make a difference, and this is the way the New Testament church did it. You know, the first thing, last night they all laughed at me Saturday night. Let's see what you do to me in Church on the Rock online, you know. The first thing Jesus did when he started his ministry, very first thing. Remember, he's in the River Jordan, and his cousin John the Baptist is baptizing him in water. Am I right? Voice from heaven. Father says, this is my son, whom I'm well pleased. Approval from the Father. Jesus launches his public ministry for 3.5 years. First thing he did was went to Starbucks. No, the first thing that he did was he joined a small group. Pastor, you're just pushing that because it's a small group. Yeah. But didn't he do it? The first thing he did was gather 12 guys and started a small group. And that small group changed the world. So let me give this to you real quick. The five needs that were met there. This is so important that you and I understand what the church is here for. It's to help us hear God's voice. Number one, they had the need of support. We all need to feel supported, backed. Our back is covered. You ever heard somebody say, I'm behind you, and you look behind, they were so far behind you, you couldn't find them. Come on now, give me a witness in the house. But we all need support. We all go through stuff, we need support. Amen. So the church, the small groups, all the ministry that we do here, it's here to give you support, comfort, challenge, correction, inspiration. Number two, strength. Strength, fortify our faith for the storms of life. Why is the church here? Because when you come here, we should get strength. We should get stronger. We should fortify our faith. Because here's what I know. Life is a series of storms. Either God will deliver me in it or from it. In it or from it. He does that, right? There's some storms that we avoid through His grace and His leadership of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be unto God. And there are some storms that I cause, and thanks be to God, He'll deliver me out of it, in it, from it, whatever, in Jesus' name. So why church? Because the church is here to help you hear God's voice, and the church is here to support and give strength. And number three, a sense of awe. So you can have an awesome life. What's that? Believe in miracles. Believe that God can do anything. Believe that God can do the impossible. Wow. I wish I had time for that. And then number four, self-worth. Self-worth. The church is here because when you come, we encourage you, join, go through Growth Track, join the Dream Team, because in serving, you can express your gifts. In serving, you can express, it's an expression of your gifts. You get to share your story. And we all need to share our story. And we all need to have an atmosphere and environment where we can use our gifts that God gave to us. And then number five, last but not least, significance. Significance. And finding out that God wants you to be different. You can make a difference with your life. And you can live out your life mission. And be significant. Those are the five needs.